American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more, right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Let's talk about poverty.
That's a good transition.
Finish this sentence. I knew I was poor when I had to blank at 404-741-0985.
And Tad, talking about this because of this new study that came up, it said a third of all people admitted to doing this for one reason or another. And the stat holds true. Because there's three people in the studio right now, and I know for a fact one of us did this. It says that a third of all people admit to eating directly out of the trash, out of the garbage, because they were hungry, maybe didn't have the funds available to eat. Mm-hmm. And if there's three of us in the studio, that means one of us did it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make it easy. I did not.
Yeah.
So, no.
We used to...
Out of yourself.
Oh, no, there's a story. There's a story. Right. Back in the day in college, we used to go about 2 o'clock in the morning dumpster diving behind the Domino's pizza. Mm-hmm. And they would, because they would throw away fully boxed pizzas that nobody picked up or the delivery drivers brought back. And so sometimes piping hot pizza right from the dumpster in the back of the Domino's.
So you finishing that sentence, I knew I was poor when I had to...
Dumpster dive for meat lovers.
Was it like a rock, paper, scissors situation as to who was going to go in and get it?
No, we had this scrappy kid, Sean McGarry, had dreadlocks. I don't even think he meant to have dreadlocks. They just sort of formed.
Yeah, yeah. So he was the go-to guy.
Yeah.
Did he get his first pick of the slice?
It was a free. I one time grabbed a tray of breakfast burritos from a McDonald's dumpster. That's the only time I sullied my hands.
Oh, my gosh.
We didn't eat them, but the woman that I was subletting came back, and we came back from somewhere, and she said, those were delicious. never had
disgusting.
The heart to tell her.
Mm-mm. No.
404-741-0985. Let's start with Susan and Tucker. I knew I was poor when I had to what?
I used to eat mayonnaise on saltine crackers because that's all we could afford to eat.
At what stage of your life was that?
That was until I was 18.
You live in Tucker now. What did you have for dinner last night?
Oh, last night I actually had steak and chicken and potato.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. You appreciate the hibachi more now.
And it was a ribeye. Yeah.
Appreciate you. 404-741-0985. We are finishing this sentence. I knew I was poor when I had to blank. And the reason we're doing that is we just found out 28% of people have gone into the trash for something to eat.
I always remember for Christmas, we would get like sweatpants, like jogging pants, right?
Yeah.
Get them for Christmas. You wear them through the winter. And then summer would come and my mom would cut them. And then they would be our shorts
then
for summer.
Your shorts, right.
And then you repeat the whole cycle.
Are you sure you're not from Florida?
I'm from Michigan. Michigan
is the
Florida of the North.
Cold, it's the cold,
it's cold Florida.
Florida.
That's right.
404-741-0985. Kendra, finish this sentence. I knew I was poor when I had to.
One thing for me was showering using baby wipes.
Affectionately referred to as the bath, but yes.
That's
what they call it.
Use that kind of language.
I never heard that one before.
But that's what the men did it too. You hit the pits and the other
The pits and the bits.
What is it? Drex at B985.
That's what we did. I did it all the time after you leave the bar, you know?
No. That's why I don't do one night stands.
No. Thanks, Kendra. You're awesome. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Jenny in Stockbridge, I knew I was poor when blank.
I think the statute of limitations is over. When my children were toddlers, I used to go to Macy's and buy outfits for our family portraits and then take them back the next day.
Yes, and leave the tags on them, right?
Just tuck those tags.
Yes. Yes.
And you never ran into an issue where, like, your kid was getting rough or whatever and one of the tags came off?
No, I was very careful because we were very poor.
Hey, there's no shame in that game. You got to look your Sunday best when you stand in front of that nice fall scene that they have in the photo department.
Yeah.
Appreciate your call. 404-741-0985.
We keep up with what's happening so we can tell you about the stuff that matters. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 726, sunny today with a high of 78, 65 in Midtown. Braves swept the Mets this weekend at Truist Park. The Falcons beat the Browns. The Dogs squeaked out a win. Even Georgia Tech, even the Yellow Jackets won.
With no coach.
What's going on, Charlie?
So excited. The Braves had themselves a weekend at Truist Park.
3-2, and he swings and drives this one to right center field. It is deep. Did he do it again? Yes, he did. Dansby Swanson, third straight game against the Mets with a homer.
That was Marietta's dip boy, Dansby Swanson, along with Lilburn's Matt Olson, homering in all three games as the Braves swept the Mets. Mm. Yes, I love
this. This is the time. Listen, the Braves have been trailing the Mets most of the season. Yep. Sometimes they pull
closely.
This is the time to hit your stride, and it's looking good.
You were saying that the Braves have a magic number of one. What does that mean?
So it means that with three games left in the regular season, if the Braves win or the Mets lose by just one game, the Braves will win the division, get a first-round bye, and get to host the first round of playoffs at home.
Nice. and it's kind of cool. If they do win the division, they get the bye. They don't have to immediately play the Dodgers like somebody else does.
They get 5 days off.
Nice.
Yes, that is good.
Glorious.
Very good. All right, we need your help. The Convoy of Care has been activated for those affected by Hurricane Ian, and we need donations of the following new items: personal hygiene items for adults, children, and babies. Things like socks and underwear, diapers, wipes, formula, cleaning supplies. All donations will be accepted here at the B98.5 studios, as well as drop-off locations. There's one close to the airport and then one up in Woodstock. And
nice.
We've got all those locations, everything we need, all on our website, B985.com.
These are our neighbors to the south. These are we go to Florida all the time, mm-hmm. right? People go on vacation,
this is our vacation
down there.
Place.
Yeah.
Well, and we're in the age of where we are, where mm-hmm. a lot of our parents, I have a lot of friends whose parents live down in
right.
the area
right.
now.
Yep.
So they've been affected real significantly. And I do like, Charlie, you had to emphasize the word new items, like new socks, new underwear.
Do not go through your husband's drawer and bring those underwear that have holes in them. Do not do it.
So depressing thinking that we're the age that our parents are. I'm actually close to the age where I'll
be. You should be retiring.
In their house.
Beating her at pop culture trivia is almost impossible. Can you do it? Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electrical. Good morning, Pam in Covington.
Hi, Chad at the radio station.
Well, let's kick him out, Pam. It sounds like you're ready to go.
Let's do it. I'm fall breaking right now, so I'm a winner no matter what.
All right.
Tad's gonna leave the studio, Pam. We're going to ask you these 5 pop culture trivia questions, and we'll bring Tad back in, ask him the same questions. You know, if you get more right than Tad, you get $100 of his money. Are you ready to play?
At least 100, sure.
Nice. All right. Question number one. Drew Barrymore says Charlie's Angels 3 is almost a done deal. How many women make up Charlie's Angels?
3.
Question number 2. The Braves need just one more win to clinch the division and get a first round playoff bye. How many innings are in an MLB game?
9.
All right. Question 3. Bahati Prinsloo and her husband were seen holding hands at a charity event over the weekend despite her husband's recent cheating allegations. Who is Bahati Prinsloo married to?
Peace out on that one. I don't know.
All right. Question 4. Lil Nas X had to pause his show at the Roxy Theater at the Battery over the weekend for a bathroom emergency. Where is Lil Nas X going to take his horse?
Going to take to the what? Country road?
All right. Question number 5. Nick Cannon welcomed his 10th child over the weekend. His 9th child came just 2 weeks ago. What's the term?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. What's the term used for siblings born within 12 months of each other? What are they called?
Oh, are they Irish twins?
All right. Going to bring Tad
something
in.
Like that.
Yeah. All right, Pam and Covington. Sounds like you're getting a little bit of help this morning.
My 5-year-old granddaughter taking her to school this morning.
Oh, my gosh.
She's up on some pop culture. Say hi, Kennedy. Say hi. Hi.
Oh, I love that name. That's my daughter's name.
Yeah, how about that? All right, Ted, you ready for the same questions?
Do we have a big number to beat?
We'll see. And I'm going to tell you. Question number one, Drew Barrymore says Charlie's Angels 3 is almost a done deal. How many women make up Charlie's Angels?
3?
That's what Pam said. It's 1-1. Question two, the Braves need just one more win, to clinch the division to get the first round playoff bye. How many innings are in an MLB game?
9.
Yeah, that's what Pam said as well, 2-2. Question three, Bahati Prinsloo and her husband were seen holding hands at a charity event over the weekend despite his recent cheating allegations. Who's she married to?
Got to be Adam Levine.
That's what we were looking for. All right, 3.
I went to that concert.
3-2. Okay. Here we go. Question four, Lil Nas X had to pause his show at the Roxy Theater at the Battery over the weekend for a bathroom emergency. Where's Lil Nas X going to take his horse?
To the Old Town Road.
I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road.
Now, Pam's 5-year-old granddaughter, Kennedy, said the country road.
She was close.
All right, 4-2. Question five, Nick Cannon welcomed his 10th child over the weekend. This is just 2 weeks since he's welcomed his 9th child. What's the term used for siblings born within 12 months of each other?
I have a pretty racist answer. Is that the correct answer?
I don't think it's racist. It is what it is.
Irish twins?
Yes. Yeah, that's the right answer.
That's not racist. The Irish. I mean, that's not. Sorry to the Irish.
If someone's Irish and they're listening and they're offended, call Tad.
I'm part Irish. It's fine.
Yeah. All right, final score, 5-3. Pam and Covington, are you smarter than Tad?
I am smarter.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
You even got that question wrong, Pam. Jeez. Better luck next time, kid.
Thanks.
We play twice every weekday morning at 6:35 and 7:35. You can always sign up. Just go to TadDrexandKara.com. 404-741-0985. Finish this sentence. I knew I was poor when I had to blank. It's Sherry in Atlanta.
So the first rock bottom is when we had to use water with our cereal. Because we could not afford milk.
Yeah.
Then one day we came home from school and my mommy said, hey, guess what? We're going to have a candle day. And because she's like, we're not going to turn on any lights. It's a candle day. Oh. And that's because our power had gotten cut off. So we actually had 2 candle days before mom was able to find enough money to get those lights turned back on.
Shout out to your mom for making it a game and keeping her emotions and her mental health in check and doing that for you guys, because you were none the wiser, right?
Yep, none the wiser. Had no idea. It was a candle day. So,
very cool. On the food front, I will say, I knew I was poor when we got served liver and onions. You guys ever have to eat liver and onions?
No way.
I loved liver and onions. I just thought it was like a really good meal. My mom would fix, like, she would boil the liver down a long time, so it'd be really tender. And then she put the gravy on there, and she'd, like, steam the onions, and they'd be so soft. It was so good. But then she'd make biscuits, because we couldn't afford sliced bread sometimes, but we always had biscuits.
You could do, like, the liver and onion day on candle day. That way you don't know what you're eating. Yeah, that's the only way that works.
We'll go back to what this gravy was. I'd like to figure out the compound of that one.
We've been talking about, finish this sentence, I knew I was poor when I had to blank.
Yeah, it said 1 in 3 people admit to have to have eating straight out of the garbage because they were so hungry, so low on funds, and they needed to eat. So you look around, there's 3 people in a room. One of them, Tad, went dumpster diving.
What about you two, though? You were born with silver spoons in your mouths?
No, absolutely not. I just would give up other things other than food. Food is my vice, I need food.
We didn't go to camp as kids in the summer. Uh-huh. We'd go to grandma camp. Uh-huh. We would just paint rocks with watercolor paint, and then you'd get that summer storm that would come and wash the paint off the rocks, mm-hmm. and we repaint them again. That was it.
Poverty to you? That you had...
We painted rocks. Other kids are like getting gourmet meals and riding horses and whatnots.
Painted rocks. That doesn't sound too bad, though.
You don't know the struggle. We had to paint rocks.
And then they throw them at each other.
For Rhea and Sugar Hill, I knew I was poor when I had to blank.
We would have tomato sauce and bread for dinner, and it was really good. My mom would season up that tomato sauce, and we would just dip the bread in there. And it was our meal.
Like pizza sticks without the cheese.
Basically, yeah. And, I mean, it would be like, I'm assuming, like, back then, like, 50-cent bread. and 10-cent tomato sauce.
That was the issue that happens with my mother-in-law because she still acts that way. Like, she'll still go to Kroger and she won't walk through the aisles. Boom, right back to that little stand that's by the bathrooms.
Oh, yeah.
With all the manager's special on. I'm like, Mama,
yeah.
You can afford the good bread.
I did that a couple of hours ago. I went to the grocery store and I went to the clearance aisle at Kroger.
I like buying those dented cans because you never know. It's like botulism roulette, you know? You just never know what kind of... David and Tucker, I knew I was poor when I had to what?
Pick my favorite utility was not very good when you realize you could only afford one.
Yeah.
And you got to go water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right, water. Mm-hmm.
You can freeze or you can sweat, but...
Interesting. I'd never given that any thought.
Really? That's never your thought?
What is my favorite utility?
Power.
I just like them all. Internet? Hello.
Yeah. <I'm sure laughs>
Starving, just streaming Netflix.
Surfing the internet with one hand, painting rocks with the other. Right, Trex, you poor guy.
Giving you the stuff you need so you can start your crazy day. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
Good morning. It's 8:26. We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sunshine 78 today. It's 65 in Midtown. Braves swept the Mets this weekend at Truist Park. The Falcons beat the Browns. You say enough.
Yeah.
Oh, no. The Dogs squeaked out a win. Even Georgia Tech.
Wow.
With no coach.
Unbelievable. Kara's out. Charlie, what else is going on?
Speaking of the Braves, they had themselves a weekend at Truist Park sweeping the Mets. And that means the Braves will clinch the division and the first round playoff bye with either one win against the Marlins this week or a Mets loss.
Exciting.
Huge.
Exciting.
Very nice.
Huge.
I'm so excited. The Convoy of Care has been activated, and for those that are affected by Hurricane Ian, we will be accepting donations of the following new items, like personal hygiene items for adults, children, and babies, socks and underwear, diapers, wipes, infant formula, cleaning supplies, all the things you would need right now, they need immediately. And donations are being accepted here at the B98.5 studios, as well as drop-off locations close to the airport and in Woodstock. All the details are on our website right now, b985.com.
Awesome. Going to fill up some semi-trucks and send them down there. A lot of us vacation down in Florida.
For
those
sure.
People are hurting now. So
this is really cool. Yeah. Speaking of Hurricane Ian, can you imagine your water breaking as the storm is breaking through your front door? There's a visual.
Wow.
Right? That's a lot.
That's what happened to Hannah K. Williams 2 a.m. Wednesday morning as the storm was coming through. Hannah's daughter decided she wanted to make her debut.
After 20 hours of labor, she gave birth to this, a healthy baby girl. Both mom and baby are healthy and doing fine and sleep right through the racket of a storm that was overhead.
That's insane.
Wow.
Hannah's fiance says he doesn't even remember driving through the hurricane to get to the hospital because he was dealing with his own mental hurricane.
Yeah.
I mean, that is just insane.
Crazy, though, because they have to name that child Ian. So
no,
a girl
they
named
don't
Ian,
have
they
to.
Didn't.
They no.
They
no,
did it?
They did not. Not first or middle name, nope.
No, that's terrible. No, we're not doing that.
A girl named Ian? You don't want no part of that?
As a girl named Charlie? No.
You goofed. And now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Dina, you body shamed your husband, Rob?
I never meant to. Let me just start from the beginning. We've been married for 3 years. Things have been amazing. Just like recently, his body has changed. And not just a little bit, like pretty dramatically, to the point where I'm just no longer physically attracted to him.
Oh,
and
gosh.
I know.
You're not calling, asking for our help, telling Rob that you're no longer attracted to him. Have you talked to him?
This is the part I need help with. I didn't get the chance because he overheard me talking to one of my girlfriends about it.
Oh.
So, I
mean, did he flip out or was he understanding?
Oh,
he
lost his mind. He left. We're going on day 3.
Oh.
I feel terrible. I need his forgiveness. I want him to know that I love him no matter what.
So have you tried to reach, you said day 3, have you tried to reach out to him, get him to come home?
I mean, I gave him his space, to start with, and then started reaching out and just apologizing, and he hasn't gotten back to me, and I mean, I know he needs, some time to cool off, I guess. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I can imagine you're sitting over there now for 3 days. Your head is spinning, probably creating scenarios in your head.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. And I love this man. Like, we are great partners. This is breaking my heart.
You have kids?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Well, we'll reach out to Rob. We'll see if we can get him on the phone and get you some forgiveness and get him to come back home, okay?
Thank you.
You need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Dina confided to her friend that she's no longer physically attracted to her husband. What she didn't realize is that her husband heard the whole thing and is obviously very hurt. He's been missing for 3 days, has not returned any of her phone calls or texts. We're going to call Rob, Dina, your husband. You'll be on the line, but he won't know you're listening. We're going to try to kind of talk him off the ledge here for you.
Hello?
Hey, Rob?
Yeah, this is Rob.
Hey, this is Tad, Drex, and Kara calling from B98.5. Are we catching you at a bad time?
No, man, not at all. I'm just on the treadmill. Let me pause it for a second.
Oh, all right. We don't want to interrupt your workout, but that's kind of why we're calling. We understand your wife commented on your physical appearance, and that didn't sit well with you.
Yeah, honestly, I overreacted. That was kind of my bad.
We understand you left the house. You've been gone for a few days, Rob.
Yeah, I have. I was upset, and it was kind of catching me off guard a little bit.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine hearing something like that from your wife, someone you love, but it sounds like you're being proactive. You're in the gym right now.
Being proactive, not sure that's the case. I've been hitting the gym for about 4 months now.
Let's bring your wife, Dina, on the show here. She's been on the other line here. This is a feature called Forgive and Forget. And Dina asked us to reach out to you to ask forgiveness because she said she was body shaming you and you overheard her talking to a friend.
Yeah.
Honey, please come home. I'm so sorry. I love you. Flaws and all.
Flaws? How is making this decision to get in shape a flaw?
Yeah, Rob, you said you were going to the gym for 4 months. Is it not working?
That's not the case at all. It's working. I've lost almost 40 pounds. I'm in the best shape of my life.
Dina?
What's wrong with the new me?
Well, nothing, but I like the old you.
Well, that's I'm confused. Dina, are you like a chubby chaser or something? You like the dad bod?
I mean, honestly, I like a man with a little meat on the bones. Listen, Rob, I sincerely applaud you for your transformation, but I can't help that I have these feelings.
But this is something I need to do for me. I mean, there's not some kind of compromise we can make.
Compromise? Like maybe fatten you up a little?
Oh, my gosh. This is very interesting. I mean, he's probably doing this to get healthy, and he's trying to get in shape. Most women would love that, what? But you met him. He was heavy. And you like the old him.
That's who I married.
I think we should sit down and talk about it.
So, Rob, you left the house in a tizzy, and you've been hitting the treadmill, and you had no idea that your wife liked the old you? Or is that what you overheard?
I assumed it was me being fat, like me being a little overweight.
Oh, if you'd known it had gone the other way, I wouldn't have gone to the gym. I would have gone to Waffle House.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
I guess a couple more McDoubles, eh?
This feature is called Forgive and Forget, and Dina was feeling terrible. She didn't mean to body shame you. I've heard a lot of good talk about compromise. So, Rob, are you willing to forgive and forget?
Of course. Dina, I love you. Tubby Robbie is coming home.
Tubby Robbie.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Coming up tomorrow, Doug and his wife rented an Airbnb up in the mountains over the weekend, and he just got a security deposit bill for
$2,000. Oh my God.
It's more than the rental to begin with, and he knows where it all went wrong, so he'll share his story with us coming up tomorrow morning at 7.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.